They have been using his technology, his inventions, secretly, not for the purposes intended, but to cause harm in order to be able to eliminate their opposition secretly, which has always been the obsession of power. How do you create a situation? How do you create a world in which everyone doesn't challenge their assigned position? This is a quote that we're going to be reading next week from Popper, because what we're arguing is that these guys, we're calling them Plato's tribe, because Plato's Republic is literally their propaganda playbook. And what Popper reminds us of, because he's the one who translated the Republic accurately, did not idealize Plato, but showed us exactly what these guys think who study and worship Plato. That Plato is the theory and philosophy of totalitarianism. So what Plato believes is that, in this quote from Popper, he's arguing that his definition of happiness is what creates the strongest state, the most secure state. This is the objective of the hidden guys called Plato's tribe. He says, Popper, I shouldn't have much difficulty in showing that Plato's treatment of happiness is exactly analogous to his treatment of justice, and especially that it's based upon the same belief that society is by nature divided into classes or castes. So keep in mind, this is the objective of the power guys, to realize the vision of Plato. They've been using that book for the last 2.5 centuries, 250 years, in order to create a world of fixed, unchanging class divisions. What Plato wanted and thought could never happen, they want to achieve his vision for him. They think this is an honorable mission that they are on. Go on.
I was wondering, why did Plato think it couldn't happen?
Because people want to be free, and that unless you could make the entire world obedient, there's always going to be people who are free, who come in. And just like Jesus, just like all prophets of class, they spread sedition in the sense of, we're born free. Look at the ravens. Look at the birds. They don't bow down to nobody. What's wrong with you people? We're here to be free, not to kowtow and kiss ass. So, I mean, Plato knew that. We're born free. That's what we want to be. So he knew. You have to breed people to accept their position. And so, as Popper says, true happiness, for according to Plato, is achieved only by justice, which is keeping one's place. That's Plato's definition of justice. The ruler must find happiness in ruling, the warrior in warring, and we may infer the slave in slaving. Apart from that, Plato says frequently that what he is aiming at is neither the happiness of individuals nor that of any particular class in the state, but only the happiness of the whole. And this, he argues, is nothing but the outcome of that rule of justice, which I have just shown to be totalitarian in character, that only this justice can lead to any true happiness, is one of the main theses of the Republic. You know your position, you play it, you're happy. The whole benefits because everybody plays their position and is happy. Therefore, you have created perfect happiness on earth. Then people like Prince come along, write slave on their cheek. What are you going to do with them? So they wanted to breed us obedient. And you can only do that if you control the entire world. Or we're going to look over and see, well, look at those Haitians. They got their freedom. They don't bow down to nobody. Well, we just created under the ocean earthquake. 200,000 dead. Bam. Oh, not enough dead? Let's infect them with cholera. So you see, the ability to kill anybody who doesn't obey is the supreme check on disobedience.
A trump card.
Trump card.